Yes, I do have what I think is a fix for the shoe rigging bug. There's two issues that I'm aware of with two different sets of shoes, and I have fixes for both of those in the pipeline. They weren't ready quite in time for this build of the project viewer, so you're still going to see the problem running with this build, but the next one that comes out should have that fix, and I'm hoping that that will take care of it. Yeah, it turns out it was related to some refactoring work we did last year, like October, but I guess the cases where it caused a problem were, unusual enough that it hadn't been obvious until now, but it's been broken for a while. Glad somebody pointed it out. The issue wasn't really about the shoes specifically. What was triggering it was the fact the mesh referenced some unknown joints, and I'd added some new code to basically try to clean up the meshes so that they removed the references to the joints that weren't really there. And there was a problem with the logic for that, so that if you did prune out the invalid joints and there were too many of them, it was possible for stuff to wind up getting fixed incorrectly, and you wind up with part of your mesh attached to the wrong joint. So that's what was happening. Yeah, it was a really good test case. It should be harder to get that kind of content in the future because now the mesh uploader actually checks the joints, right? It won't let you upload content that references non-existent joints in the first place. But of course, there could still be legacy content out there that does that. So we have to be able to handle the case.